Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, November 21st, 2017. The coalition talks between CDU, the CSU, Green Party, and FDP have been aborted after 4 weeks without reaching an agreement. The liberal FDP announced early Monday morning that they will no longer negotiate a so-called Jamaica coalition, inspired by the party colors of black, yellow, and green. Party leader Christian Lindner stated that it is, quote, better to not rule at all than to rule wrongly, a claim that was quickly picked up by the marketing department of the party and shared on social media. This is the first time in post-World War II German history that a quorum government could not be formed after coalition talks and leaves the political landscape in a never-before-known instability. Now the conservative CDU-CSU must look for alternatives. Other realistic options could be a minority government together with the ecology-focused Green Party, or a call for re-election. Another big coalition with the second biggest party, SPD, was ruled out by the Social Democrats in September and again yesterday afternoon. The SPD leadership thinks the party lost its profile and voter support during the last legislative period's big coalition, and now fears to lose further relevance when continuing to stay in the shadow of the CDU, CSU, and Chancellor Angela Merkel. Merkel's party has rolled out a coalition with the remaining parties in the Bundestag, Socialist Die Linke and the right populist AfD. Bundespräsident Walter Steinmeier warned the parties to take the election outcome seriously and to form a quorum government. A re-election would put the responsibility for which the parties applied at the election wrongly back in the voters' hands. The role of Bundespräsident is not only representative, but traditionally his advice is respected by the ruling parties. Later in the evening, Angela Merkel announced to run for chancellor again, should there be re-elections. While Berlin Briefing usually only covers stories with a local context to Berlin, the outcome of the coalition talks will affect the next 4 years heavily. 800 employees of the Siemens gas turbine factory have formed a human chain around the facility to protest against the cuts of 900 jobs in Berlin. One of the banners had a quote from company founder Werner von Siemens, reading, "I don't sell the future for momentary profits." The protesters were supported by Mayor Michael Müller of the SPD and Economy Senator Ramona Popp of the Green Party. Müller strongly criticized the Siemens management for being unable to create perspectives for the employees, though having witnessed the changes in the industry for years. Further support is coming from Chancellor Merkel. She demands that the management develops fair solutions for the affected employees, together with the workers' union. The IG Metall union already announced to consider strikes, should this not be the case. Three students of the Berlin Police Academy had criminal records before applying. All were initially rejected, but later accepted by court decisions. Two of the men were sentenced before, one for defamation and the other for attempted dangerous bodily harm. The third student was trialed for theft in 5 cases, but only received a warning from the judge. The court came to the conclusion that all 3 sentences were processed under juvenile law and not serious enough to prevent an education as a police officer. Spokesperson Winfried Wenzel said that in all cases, the students are repeatedly reminded of their responsibility, and that in most cases, legal disputes resulting in a rejection of a police academy applicant due to a dubious reputation are usually won. Personal items belonging to John Lennon, including his glasses and diaries, were stolen in New York in 2006. They have reemerged in Berlin and were confiscated by police. One man was arrested on the suspicion of dealing in stolen goods and deception, and another suspect cannot be arrested as he is currently in Turkey. 2 homeless men have successfully taken unusual measures to find a new apartment. They placed an announcement on eBay Kleinanzeigen, a web portal for small web announcements. They claimed that they were reasonable guys, not doing drugs or alcohol, and that they wanted to put their lives back on track. Their story circulated in several media outlets and resulted in pledge drives and donation campaigns. They were also offered apartments outside of Berlin, but as both have many jobs in Berlin and a network of friends, they did not want to move out of the capital. Recently, they received an offer from a landlord for an apartment in Turmstrasse and might be able to celebrate the holiday season in a new home. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.